USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We committed to continuing these urgent discussions until we have an agreement, and we agreed we will not leave town until we've made law.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky regarding a new coronavirus relief package. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to negotiate a bill. Ron Johnson, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, says allegations of voting irregularities should be investigated.
The fact that our last two presidential elections have not been accepted as legitimate by large percentages of the American public is a serious problem that threatens our republic. I do not say that lightly. This hearing is part of what should be ongoing congressional oversight that is meant to transparently address that serious problem.
Things did get a bit testy during that hearing between the Wisconsin Republican and Democrat on the committee, Gary Peters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Senator Bernie Sanders says he wants President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet to look like America, but also wants it to stand up to special interests. The Maine Independent discussing what he believes the most important thing is for Biden to consider in choosing his cabinet.
So I want diversity in the cabinet. I want it to look like America, but I also want it to be a cabinet that has the guts to take on powerful special interests and fight for working families.
Sanders also saying the top 1% are getting exorbitantly rich during the coronavirus pandemic. Texas AG Ken Paxton says his office filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google Wednesday over the search giant's power in the advertising technology market. In a video posted on Twitter, Paxton saying the suit, which has support from other states, alleges Google engaged in anti-competitive conduct, exclusionary practices, and deceptive misrepresentation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A frontline healthcare worker in Alaska had a serious allergic reaction after they received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine on Tuesday. The individual had to be hospitalized but is now in stable condition. Regarding vaccinations, as they continue to be rolled out across the country, Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS This Morning what we can expect.
Well, what we're going to see, Gail, is an increase in the number of people who ultimately get vaccinated. When you reach a certain percentage of the population to get vaccinated, you're going to really have an important and profound impact on the dynamics of the outbreak. So it's going to take a few months to do that. You know, the first level of people are the healthcare providers and those who are, for example, in nursing homes and long-term facilities. And then after that, you're going to start seeing other priorities coming. I would imagine by the time we get to, let's say, March, end of March, beginning of April, we will have people who are in the general population that are not in any particular priority groups.
Chicago schools are reopening next month so students can attend in person. But because of lobbying efforts of the local teachers' union, the teachers will be given the option to teach them virtually. That means the Chicago School District will be hiring around 1,000 classroom aides to supervise but not teach students. More news can always be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.